Hi, this is David Giard, and welcome to another episode of Microsoft Dev Radio. Today we're speaking with Jennifer Whaley and Jeff Everett of Posipet. How are you guys doing?
Hey, pretty good.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, give us an opportunity.
Thanks for being here. Tell me about yourselves. Where are you guys from?
We're from Chicago, born and raised.
Chicago? I live in Chicago. I live in Old Town. I just moved.
Oh, great. Yeah.
And Jennifer, tell me about Posipet. What is this business?
Oh, Posipet is the culmination of many years of photographing rescue animals in shelters. We photographed over 3,000 of them to help them find a home. And the way we did it was by attaching a bunch of party noisemakers to a ribbon around my neck to get their attention, because shelters are noisy. And it worked like a charm. But I was only affecting, 20 animals a week that way. So we decided the best thing that we could possibly do is turn me into an app. So we made a camera app, and we put all the same noises inside the camera so that you can access the noises right next to the shutter button. So your pet looks at your phone every time for the perfect photo. And then we added on to that the fact that shelters need graphic design and they need a way to share their animals. So with a click of a button, you can actually fill in all their information and it creates for you an eye-catching flyer to share on social media and help them find a home.
Oh, very cool. So you say a phone app. You're talking about a smartphone app, right?
Correct.
What platform?
We're currently on Android as well as iPhone, and we're working on Windows.
Good answer. excellent. So, and are you? What's your revenue model? You're selling this app, or you're getting money on the back end, or what?
Well, that's probably the most interesting part, because that was our first effort. We're kind of we've dubbed ourselves the marketers for the rescue industry. So the app is our outreach, and what we're working on building right now on Azure is the really exciting part. It's where any business can go and find a geographic area of adaptable animals, and they can upload their logo and an offer, and it creates for them a virtual animal shelter containing flyers for all those animals. But those flyers also contain the business's ad. So they now have organic sharing material. It satisfies corporate responsibility. It's a new way to get people to come to their website and a new way to spread the word about their company, all while they're helping homeless animals.
I like it. You're doing some good and you're making a business out of it. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Azure. How are we using Azure exactly?
Basically, what we're doing with Azure is it's where all of our storage goes, and it's our ability to have an ease of scale. So when it comes to scaling, when it comes to adding anything, Azure has been incredible. A lot of people say things like the cloud hasn't been proven, but it's being proven every day, and we plan on totally proving this concept to work, because just the sheer reliability of it has been incredible. We've been able to build out an entire beta model and just have it right into production, right off and live in seconds. So it's been really wonderful for us. And the BizSpark program has been such an advantage. I recommend that to any startup that's coming about to take advantage of the BizSpark program. And everyone there available is so available to you at any time. It's wonderful. So as far as the Azure part of it goes, it's made our life a breeze. I don't have to worry about calling my host anymore. I don't have to worry about all these hiccups. I can get my devs on it, and they can work remotely from anywhere. So that's how we're using Azure presently, and we'll definitely keep you guys up to date on anything that we develop, especially some of the open source applications we have coming for it.
So Jennifer, what is your role in this organization?
The leader of all, I guess. I'm CEO. And
leader of all? Are you the founder?
Yeah, I am the founder. I was originally a pet photographer. That's where it all started. But I spent a lot of time in the rescue community. And with my background, the thing that drives me the most nuts is watching people struggle with stuff that they could do so much more easily. And the rescue industry, if you want to call it that, the rescue community is by and large not very tech. They're amazing people with huge bleeding hearts that do incredible things for animals, but they do things like try and transport an animal from Florida to Chicago to save its life by by posting something on Facebook and finding out who can take different legs to drive that animal. Like, it's crazy. So being around the rescue community as long as I have been, my wheels started turning on things that I could solve for them easily using technology. And these were the first few things that came to mind. We have many more plans in the future.
Is this your first attempt at a startup?
It is not. Our first startup was AuntRuby.net. She was actually, she provided feminine protection products delivered to your door in sync with your cycle so you never run out, period.
Ah, interesting.
Ah!
So this is, I don't know if you know this, but women are underrepresented not only in the startup in this field, but also in the tech field. So you've got a double whammy here as far as representing. Has that been a factor at all? The fact that you're female and you're in this tech world and you're an entrepreneur?
I think it has. It starts by being a factor just when you start to think about whether or not you want to start something up. When you look to find examples of other people that have done it, there are very few examples out there. And the ones who are so experienced and so well steeped in the tech industry that it's intimidating. I learned a long time ago that if you want to get something done, there is technology out there that can help you to do it easier. So with that base belief, I just reached out to a lot of people that I knew and a lot of people that we didn't know that we are now, you know, like family with, and everybody jumped in and helped.
That's awesome. What kind of advice did you get?
Yeah, I think the most important advice that we've continually received from people was to continue to reach out and don't stop, keep going. I think that whenever you're navigating any kind of a space that you're unfamiliar with, you can be fooled into thinking that you can't do it. Or when you run into a challenge, you can think, you know what, this is way too complicated and I can't get it done. And I think that entrepreneurial life is all about fooling yourself and waiting, you know? You consistently tell yourself that you can do it. You keep going. You keep talking to people. And amazingly, more things keep getting done and more things keep getting solved and the vision becomes clearer.
Very cool. I'm looking at your site right now. It's poseapet.net.
You
mentioned that you've got some new things that you're planning to do. What's on the horizon?
We do. Our new website that's launching soon is rescuerevolution.com. And at that site, you will be able to go as a business and search for a geographic area of adoptable animals and upload your logo and an offer, and it will create for you a virtual animal shelter that you can embed on your site with one line of code. It stays up to date in perpetuity, marking animals adopted once they are. And you now have organic sharing material straight from your site and a new way to get people to go there.
I'm looking forward to that. How are you using BizSpark? How has that helped you?
Oh, BizSpark. We wouldn't...
Unbelievable.
We wouldn't exist without BizSpark.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to say a couple things and I'm going to give it to Jeff because he's much more on the tech end, but... without BizSpark, I can tell you we would not have had, we were involved in BizSpark for AuntRuby. And AuntRuby was really, I feel like that was, you know, that was school for us. That's how we learned a lot of the ins and outs of getting things done and moving forward in a project and building a vision. And we were so excited to be accepted once again for PosePet. And without the resources that they give us and the support, I mean, anytime we have any question or we need to understand something more, they're right there for us. The tools and knowledge and help that we've received from them, without it, we would not exist. We absolutely would not exist. Jeff, please take it away on more technical stuff.
Yeah, I agree. Our goal is to figure out how to double the exposure of adoptable animals and help create revenue streams for rescue shelters. And we wouldn't have been able to do that because we didn't have the capital to do this. We were reaching out, but to try to prove your concept to get funding without having a ground base is almost impossible. And Microsoft BizSpark made that possible. The Chicago area, or the Chicago headquarters where they're at 1871, is incredible. Martin Schrey has been in unbelievable asset, as well as Sunol Main. Anything that we have had a problem with, they have been there. So I offer this advice to any entrepreneur, anyone that's going into this space, utilize BizSpark. They're there for us. They're there for you. They're going to be there in the long run. They're developing tools that are absolutely perfect for a startup. It makes my life so much simpler because I have a large tech background for many years, but I've been pulled away to do other things as a responsibility of a company. You know, it just happens to be. But I always am okay with everything that's coming out of Microsoft for our development because it's a solid, time-tested platform, and we can't be any happier with it. It's just been an amazing asset. So,
you guys mentioned that BizSpark provides tools and other help. The tools, I think, that's the software you're using and the Azure hours that you get for free. What's the other help you're getting from BizSpark?
The community is something that I like to focus on. There's a large community, and people have banded together to help one another. That's really cool. We do like that. It's nice to see anybody when we go over to 1871 at the incubator. Plus, some of the mentors there, as I had mentioned before, Martin Schrey and Sonal Main. They've just been very responsive. If we had any problems in the beginning when we were signing up, got right back to us. It was super easy. Anytime we had any other issues about what we could use, what's available to us, and that's one thing that I do want to spotlight. There is a lot more available to than what is just shown or offered on the website. You can't put everyone's personal feelings into it, and a lot of people there, they bring in their personal feelings and they bring in their know-how to really help you, and it's all about really progressing your startup. And it's just an incredible community. We're so fortunate to be a part of it. And again, I recommend anyone to reach out to them or reach out to us, and we can help you along the way as well.
Jennifer, do you have any advice that you can give to people in general or women in particular who are thinking about starting a tech business?
Oh, gosh. I guess I'd have tons of advice, but the most important thing, as I said before, is to not give up and to seek out help. It is disturbing to me how few women are embracing technology in their entrepreneurial efforts, but it's, you know, nobody has a choice. It's not going away. It's going to continue to flourish and continue to allow us to improve our business models. It's a tool. There's so many tools available to us to sell our product or service, and technology is the most amazing one. And if you're scared of it, find some people who love it, and they will embrace you and help you learn it while you employ that technology to improve your business.
Jennifer Whaley, Jeff Everett, thank you so much, and good luck with your business.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Have a great day.
This has been another episode of Dev Radio. Thanks for watching.